That first aha moment might be defined as my realization that I could do it myself, that I didn't need any more piano lessons, and that I wasn't going to learn what I wanted to learn continuing taking piano lessons from someone who didn't know how to teach me to play independently. I discovered quite clearly that I was fully capable of teaching myself to play chords on the piano without a lot of direction. I adopted the guitar player mindset of you just learn a few chords at a time and you build on that, and started playing the piano as a chordal instrument, the same as the guitar. And that seemed to make a lot more sense to me because most everything I was playing was just simple accompaniments to songs I liked. And playing the simple accompaniment was all I really wanted to do as a musician, because when you read a lot of music, it includes the melody line. Well, that's not how it usually is when you play a song. You want an accompaniment simple behind it, and then your voice makes the melody. So playing chords gives you a lot more freedom to just kind of diddle around whenever you want without having to get totally invested in some arrangement or another. Now, since that time, long time ago, I made additional discoveries in music. Not a lot, but some pretty significant ones. The second most significant aha moment in music for me is when I made the play-by-ear discovery. Now, if you haven't read that book, you can get it as a download on the tab above. Now, on the path of the play-by-ear discovery, I used as my Rosetta Stone Bradley's Piano Chord Encyclopedia. This showed all the piano chords and their numerical orders and the keys and the key signatures and the different inversions. The exact type of stuff that I was interested in that really didn't explain a lot, but when I looked at it hard enough, I was able to figure out. The discovery was encompassing. Even though at the time I was not in total command knowing all the chords, I could see clearly what I had to teach myself and how exactly I was going to do it. And after I was truly bowled over by the simplicity of the understanding that I had acquired, seemed hard to believe that others did not have this type of understanding, even advanced musicians. And then the third aha moment that I had in music was after I had learned all the basic chords and found myself in command. Now, I'm about 16, 17 years old, and I realize without doubt that I play better than 95% of the people out there that play the piano. And I'm not all that great. I just know the chords, but fingering wise, proficiency wise, theory knowledge wise, I don't really know that much. No matter whether or not I played better than 95% of all the people out there, I was just a mere dwarf compared to others who had the same basic knowledge and excelled on the instrument. I realized that by being in command, I was only at the first level of what a good pianist actually is. I could play with all the best pianists because I knew the chords, but that's all I knew. There were tons of people around me that could play classical music, had the proficiency of a god, but they couldn't play by ear. See, the chords are the great equalizer. No matter how proficient you are on the piano, if you don't understand chords and structure, you will never play independently.